The National Association of Latino Elected Officials begins its annual conference this morning in Phoenix. The bipartisan policymakers received word late yesterday afternoon that two of the scheduled speakers, RNC Chair Ronna Romney McDaniel and Labor Secretary Alexandra Acosta, would not be attending this year's conference. And joining us for a few minutes to discuss the conference is NLEO's Executive Director, Arturo Vargas. Mr. Vargas, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Thanks for joining us. You know, the idea of this being bipartisan certainly stands out. So what was the reaction to the RNC chair, the labor secretary, dropping out? Because we'll hear things like a scheduling conflict, but is it more because there's some controversy in there and it may be a little sticky?
Well, you know, we don't know the motivations for their cancellations, but we do know the impact. The impact is that we won't have their perspectives and their voice in a conversation that we need to have in terms of the direction of the country and the policies that this country is implementing that is affecting our community as well as the entire country. We have here gathered our membership that includes Republicans and Democrats and independents, individuals who are on the front lines of America's cities and school boards who are dealing with all of the challenges that we face as Americans. They're dealing with those at a grassroots level. And they need to hear from national leadership about what is the direction of the country. And absent those voices, we cannot have that dialogue.
I want to ask you certainly a little bit more about the conference when we have a moment, but because there's been so much change in the past 24 hours or so, President Trump's executive order, now we're hearing even more things this morning. I know the conference has just gotten started, but has there been a buzz about that particular topic this morning? Have you talked to people? Have you gotten sort of a mixed view? What's the overall perspective?
I think it's fair to say that the crisis happening at the border has become a major theme of conversation among our participants here at the NLEO 35th Annual Conference. And we have worked to incorporate that theme into our programming. One of our board members is the mayor of Los Angeles, Eric Garcetti. He this morning was visiting the border and will be with us for our luncheon plenary to report out what he experienced there in his visit with other mayors. And there will be an opportunity to have a dialogue with our participants here with the mayor. We also are organizing a delegation of NLEO board members, and I will be joining them in our own visit to the border on Sunday. And this is something we'll be announcing to our membership later today. This is all how this organization needs to be nimble and to react to the crises of the moment. But what we are talking about here at the conference also includes the many issues that affect the country, that affect our community, dealing from safety in schools, from the opioid crisis, to health care, the gamut of issues that face America, face our community. And that's the kind of leadership that our communities, our members, need to be providing at this moment.
Right. Based on the issues on the agenda, it is clear that the issues that affect a broader swath of Americans, it's no different for those who are Latinos as well. So it's interesting to see that. I did want to close with one thing. Certainly other issues you will be discussing, Arizona's SB 1070 and what states can do or are doing when it comes to anti-immigration related policies. But in a general sense, I'm sure this will come up at the conference as well. Are you surprised that the issue of immigration and border security, because we see the border security has, you know, the number of people being deported, the number of people trying to get in, the U.S. economy is doing well. Are you surprised that this issue has come up in such an emotional way again, or is it an election year and we have a certain person in the White House?
I don't think it's necessarily because it's an election year. This is an issue that, for a number of reasons, our federal government has failed to address our antiquated, broken immigration system. And these are the consequences of the failure of the United States Congress, the failure of the President of the United States, both this president and previous presidents, to actually take action and to fix our immigration laws. These are the consequences we're living with because of inaction or because of the lack of courage. And what we are now at a point is that we are looking for leaders of whatever party to have the courage to take action and do the right thing.
Arturo Vargas is Executive Director of the National Association of Latino Elected Officials, their conference taking place here in Phoenix. Mr. Vargas, thanks.
Thank you so much.